You know, anybody over 25 can feel envious and a little intimidated by the technology-adept minds of youth. They seemingly are able to perform all these functions at once. And the word for that is multitasking. The TV's on, they're carrying on several conversations over Skype and instant messaging, they're writing their term paper, and you stand there thinking, God, it's amazing. Barry Moltz is an author, speaker, teacher on the subject of small businesses. He helps business owners get unstuck by unlocking their forgotten potential. And Barry, you don't do that by advising them to become multitaskers, I trust.
I'm sorry, Bill. What were you asking? I was just making a phone call and answering my email at the same
time.
See?
You're not productive, dagnabbit.
You know, one of the biggest problems we have is that we're all so busy, right? In fact, Bill, people compete on how busy they are, right? One of my mentors always says that she's busy. Then our friend will say, well, she's crazy busy. Then the other person's crazy busy nuts. And in order to combat this, multitasking has almost become an Olympic sport, right? We're almost forced to do multiple things at one time to get things done.
Well, it has leaked into the office, into the business, and I think it was the young people that did it, and we're all thinking, anybody over 30, my God, I got to compete at their level now, so I better become a multitask proficient individual.
Yeah, that's definitely true. You know, technology is definitely pushing us there. You know, in this 24/7 world, we're constantly told we got to go faster, faster, faster. We got to respond right now, or we're going to get left behind. So I think that's really what's pushing us there.
You know, and you have to think, it does make some measure of logical sense when you see somebody in the midst of multitasking. Are they really giving 100% to each of those things that they're trying to do?
Well, no, the studies really show that actually you get less done when you multitask. It actually reduces your productivity by 50%. In fact, your brain actually can only do one thing at a time. It just switches back and forth very quickly. And when you go from one task to another, it takes you 20 minutes to actually get back to the last one.
Now, that's interesting. Let's pause on that for a second. So as we're seeing people toggle around and doing all these different things, you have to they're still focusing on one thing. It's not like they're simultaneously in their brain juggling all of these things in their head. It's like, okay, I'm doing the I am. I'm thinking about typing to that person. Now I go over here and I'm doing this other thing. So it's still consecutive tasks, but they're all having to be answered to within a few seconds of one another.
Exactly. The only thing that we're really successful at is we actually can do one thing in our brain and one thing with our body. So it's okay to be working on the treadmill and, of course, watching television or listening to the radio or music or something like that. But we actually only can do one thing with our brain at one time.
Now, so did you just say you could be on the treadmill? My wife does.
Yeah, you could be
on the treadmill, but have the TV on, and your body is sort of in auto mode.
Exactly.
You're not having to think about, okay, left, right, and your brain's engaged. That's appropriate. So
exactly.
In that context, it's fine. But it's when we're having to do what, higher intellectual activities, multitasking, that's where you get into trouble.
It's like when you're doing a radio interview, and you're making a telephone call, and you're texting at the same time.
But I'm doing that. Plus, running this very complicated board. So it's actually then all these are distractions, and then it's actually harmful to efficiency. It's harmful to productivity. But I wonder if bosses realize that because they kind of want to see their employees doing all these things at once.
Yeah, we think that busyness really means productivity, but it doesn't. The way to really be productive in your life and your business is really to start focusing, Bill, on tasks, not focusing on time. At the beginning of the day, think about the one thing that you got to get done and focus that one first, and don't move on to anything else until that thing is done.
It's interesting because slowing down improves our efficiency because it gives the brain more time to function. Heck, enlightened companies were told even allow their employees to take naps because even though they're not doing anything productive while they're sleeping, indirectly they are, because when they get back to work, they're going to be, I don't know, 20% more efficient.
Exactly. If you can limit the interruptions, you can control the flow of information. That's one of the biggest things that's really difficult in the workplace today, is really we have all these things coming at us at once. Bill, you've got email notifications, you've got social media notifications, you've got chat going on, and how can anyone focus? Unless you shut those things down and control the flow of information, you're not going to really be able to get the stuff done you want to get done.
I've heard some people say you shouldn't allow that little bing on your computer every time an email comes in to be an immediate distraction, to have the discipline to just batch them, deal with them at certain times every day.
Absolutely, that's true. And I think if you shut that down and you focus on one thing, you'll actually realize you get more thing done. But it does take discipline.
Well, you see people on vacation constantly immersed in their office duties because they've got now the electronic tether to the office in their BlackBerry, iPhone, Droid, or whatever it is. And I just kind of wonder if that's not unhealthy.
I think it is unhealthy. What I tell people is, can you take 1 week off, you know, without answering your email? If you can't do that, then the first thing in the day, answer your email, answer your voicemails, and then let it go for the rest of the day so you can focus on being with your family or being on vacation.
Do people, when you talk to them, understand this? Do they sort of have this intuitive sense that, yeah, you know, now that you mention it, I realize that it's stupid to try to do all this stuff single bound?
People, I think, intuitively understand it, and then they get started with their day. And all the interruptions start to come, and they get pushed to a place they don't really want to be.
Or you don't answer that email immediately, and somebody's offended, and you think, I've got to do this always. The second it pops in, I've got to respond to it. But no, have the respect to your own time, your own efficiency and productivity, to limit how much you're allowing those electronic devices to start running your life.
Yeah, that's why I think that the way you start making the transition to this is think about the beginning of the day, what's the one thing you want to get done? And if you get that thing done, at least then the day will have been productive. You'll get done what you wanted to set out to do, at least that one thing, Bill.
Do one task in your head, one in your body, and don't go beyond that. Barry, last time you were on the show was a few years ago. Bounce was the name of the book. You've written a book since then.
We've written a book called Bam.
So bounce, you like the bam. Single pow punch words.
And people keep thinking, what's the next book? Bada bing. And so that book is really about how customer service really has changed with social media. It used to be that you were afraid as a business owner that someone would tell seven people that they had a bad experience with you. But Bill, now with social media, you can actually tell 7 million people. So with social media, customer service now has become the new marketing.
Barry Maltz, business consultant here in Chicago. Good to see you again, sir.
Thanks for having me, Bill.